Strange Brew Podcast. I got Mackenzie, Big Mac, or Machiavelli to my side.
I dig it.
You like that? I dig it. But I was upstairs there to piss. I thought Machiavelli was fucking sick. Machiavelli's not bad.
I get Mac Daddy Dollar Sign every once in a while. Yeah, I don't choose to keep it, but I do get it.
That's actually funny as fuck. So this whole podcast is we're Canadian. I'm like originally kind of like from Toronto, but right now we're both in Brantford. And I always joke that it's, you know, you get colleges down the street and then you get crackheads and hookers on the next street kind of thing. Like it's.
Except it's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. And there's lots of meth. And now this whole thing, fentanyl is every fucking where in Brantford.
Yeah. So just make sure you do drugs with a friend.
Yeah. It's an interesting city inside of Ontario. So Strange Brew, essentially, I took the idea from Bob and Doug McKenzie because we're Canadian. I want to bring back that whole nostalgia of like, you know, even a kind of stereotypical Canadians and stuff. And we're going to do very like different episodes on conspiracy theories and serial killers, all that fucking good shit. So let's start it off by cracking our cans. Right. There we go. All right. We're literally watching Friday the 13th Part 4 in the background while we do this.
Get a nice surround sound crack to start her off.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to spark up a joint. You know, obviously, like Strange Brew, we're going to be having a couple of beers, maybe drinking vodka on some of them. And, you know, we're just going to talk about crazy shit. And, you know, like, there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on in this world. That's for sure.
Understatement.
Yeah, very understatement.
I'm going to die. Hold on.
Yeah.
They do have wooden shoes.
All right. Let's get into this. The first episode is going to be about strange mysteries.
I bet you didn't see that shit coming.
No, definitely not for the first one. That's so funny. I was thinking about doing I was going to do the first one on gray aliens or reptilians and stuff, which we'll get into because one of my favorite subjects. I know everything about it. I didn't even do any research for those episodes. But I thought might as well, we're Strange Brew. We might as well start off with the strange mysteries. Or yeah, that shit.
That sounds fair to me.
All right. So here's one that's pretty... there are a lot of short ones that are fucked. Okay, in 19...
Well, how do you want to do it? Do you want to, like, set it up like a whodunit so that I have to guess? Or are you just going to give me the facts?
They're all mysteries. All
right, let's do it.
I want to do that eventually, though. Like, my law teacher just... I want to do...
Oh, we still don't know whodunit.
Yeah, we don't.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Exactly, exactly. All these are mysteries. But I want to do murder cases, small ones, that I tell you, like... Because my law teacher do that and just do fuck us up. Like, when we did the Tori Stafford case or, like, the Holly Jones case.
R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah, sad stuff that we're gonna be talking about one day when I get more details. Very sad stories. But like he would always like say, you know, she left at this time, was gone at this time, where'd the fuck what happened to her? Like think about it, right? So we'll do that for sure. That's a good idea. So, well we'll talk about these stories. I'll tell them and then we'll talk about there. In 1943, so literally just before the war ended, four boys found a human skeleton in a hollowed out trunk of a tree. An elm tree actually. In Hagley Woods, UK, which I'm guessing Hagley Woods sounds like it's fucking Irish or something. Upon investigation, in the corpse's mouth, oh fuck, I was gonna look this up, was stuffed, this is like it's funny, it's called a taffetat. I'm gonna look this up really quick. So inside of her mouth was, fuck, I'm fucking edit out that.
It's all coming out in post.
Yeah. So I'll.
Yeah, you wanna hear a joke about sound editing? Okay. And then just cut.
You know, I'm like, I can edit this shit out if I want to, but I'm just looking up. What the fuck is that? Oh my god, this is so easy. So
and then just cut back in from me talking.
There we go. a taffetat is a silk scarf. I thought it was like literally something way different before I looked this up. It was hidden in her body along with a gold ring and a shoe.
Alright.
No arrests.
In a tree.
Her body, so like, I wonder how it was stuffed, really. But there's like stuff in the fucking there.
Was it like skeletal?
No, it wouldn't have been skeleton because they found in her. Well, maybe it was. I didn't really give too much detail on that, but it was hidden in her body. So hidden, I'm assuming she was just probably decomposing.
Yeah.
But think about it, this is like during World War II. This is in the UK, so literally war's happening. So like,
and has happened.
So who fucking knows? I'm like, to me. I can bet you, like, they couldn't find out who it was, I don't think, especially with no DNA test. She's probably too decomposed, but a gold ring.
And they were probably, you know what, in the in the mid-40s in England was the middle of the bombing raid, so they were probably fucking preoccupied at the time.
The cops didn't give a fuck.
With not dying, yeah. Not dying was number one.
The cops don't care now. They probably definitely didn't care back
then. It's probably because they set the precedent then. Yeah. They were just like, well, it's a war.
I don't give a fuck.
As long as there's a war going on, cops have the right to not give a shit.
Yeah, and it's weird. There's still, during the war, there's still, like, mounted police and stuff in Canada. There's still cops going around, which would be so fucking weird. Like, who stays and who goes? Who's, like, you know what I mean? Fucking weird.
Huh.
And, like, this makes you think that it's, I think this is what I think happened.
You just turned that dude's head all the way around. I'm sorry, I haven't seen Friday the 13th parts 1 through 4. Or the video game adaptation.
Oh, the video game's so amazing. I fucking have it, and it's so, so good.
We
have
to set that up, like, ASAP.
I can show you that later.
Okay, we'll do that.
That was fucking sick. What I think happened, honestly, hidden nearby was a fucking gold ring and a shoe and this scarf. So, what I think probably happened, maybe husband, boyfriend, who knows, probably husband because the gold ring, right? Maybe a guy that engaged to her, fucking she said no, something like that, or he just beat her and she wanted to leave, whatever, but I assume maybe he choked her out with the gold, with the scarf first, and then fucking shoved it in her, fucking inside of her fucking mouth, because that's what the first thing was found, was shoved in her mouth was this scarf. So he probably strangled her with it, made her swallow a shoe for some reason, which would probably just be out of torture.
What?
And then, take your ring back, bitch! Like, or here's the ring I was gonna give you. That's all I can think of.
The shoe was in her stomach?
Yeah. A shoe and a golden ring, which I don't fucking understand.
Whoa.
So there's that case. That one was really fucked. I had way more. So, we'll talk about the Black Dahlia murders really quickly. That was a very interesting, I was going to do a podcast about it, but it's not that, it's pretty extensive, but not that extensive. Elizabeth Short, 1947, famous cold case, pretty much. She was 22 years old. She was a waitress. I wrote a little bit down because I know a lot about this case, but she pretty much wanted, inspired to be an actress and stuff. And she was like, you know, black-haired, like, beauty, but she never could get a role. And then she was brutally murdered in a park in Cali. The killer supposedly wrote a note to the LA Examiner. It was never solved. But when they found her body, she was pretty much cut in half, dismembered. And she had a fucking smiley face carved into her face.
Oh boy.
Yep.
That's what you want.
So there's the spot is still there. It's like an empty field now. Shout out the last podcast on the left, one of my favorites. Henry, one of the guys from the last podcast, goes there, and like I guess a lot of people go there, and like the people in the neighborhood that have houses around there just like get pissed and like watch people and stare at people because they think they're sickos, right, coming to look at this place. But it's interesting, right? So
sure, that's the word.
It is interesting. I love all that stuff. I love that whole serial killer shit. Like I would have loved to seen the house that Paul Bernardo and Colin Mocha had before they destroyed it. Because get this, this is why I want to talk about this case also sometime too that I was talking about. Paul Bernardo and Colin Mocha case, right? When they were in St. Catharines, okay? When all this shit was happening until like 93 or 4, I was a fucking baby living in St. Catharines, not far from where they were.
Oh.
Pretty fucked, eh?
That's really just gross.
Yeah, I was pretty much like, I was conceived in Toronto, but my parents moved from Toronto to St. Catharines, and that's essentially when my mom had me, when they've got their first house. And I was in 91 was when he was like starting to really ramp up and very fucked up, and that's why it's so interesting. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, imagine my parents, like at that, especially at that age, if I was like my dad's age, I would have been so interested, like, what the fuck? I'm gonna find this guy. Yeah, like,
it's really when he started putting up career numbers.
Yeah. So that one's interesting. They have a movie about that. It's all right.
Doesn't he have like a PlayStation in his cell or something?
Yeah, that a lot of people have that. Even Al Capone, if you have see a picture
of Al Capone. I don't know if Al Capone had a PlayStation.
No, he didn't have a PlayStation, but I was saying, even the example of those like high end fucking people, if you see their rooms, like even Al Capone had like a writing desk and like a whiskey fucking thing or something. Like, I'm pretty sure you could probably drink, like they didn't give a fuck. But it's like, it looks like a little like, you know, one of those like weird little small apartments that people live in nowadays, those micro apartments that are fucked. Trying to make us a fucking beehive society, fucking hive mind shit like that.
Take us back to 1930s New York. Love it.
Yeah, they literally. Fuck, this joint keeps going out. What is the weed? Oh, I'm not smoking it. I'm too busy fucking talking. Okay. That's that.
That's the point, though.
This one's interesting. The Salem show, I'm pretty sure there's a girl in the Salem show called Mercy Brown. And or it's her name is definitely Mercy. So Mercy Brown, this is called the Vampire Child. This is very interesting. Mercy Brown, young girl, she died, so I'm assuming young. She's probably like fucking like 10, 11, 12.
Polish?
No. It's in New England, which is in the States.
Yes.
So
Was it Rhode Island or New England? It's Rhode
New England.
Oh, God damn it. Wikipedia is so misleading.
Why? Did you look it up?
I'm trying to keep up with these
Mercy
things.
Mercy Brown? That's so funny.
As soon as you type in Mercy, the first, like, within three links, it's Brown Vampire. That's
so funny.
And I'm just like, actually, oh, shit.
Fucking died in New England, 1892. She was exhumed with her mother and her sister after they died. Okay, so I gotta get to this. So she died, and then about, like, 2 months later, her mom and sister died of tuberculosis. Both of them. They all died of tuberculosis, right? And the person was left with a husband. So 2 months after they die, her mom and sister, after she dies, they look up her body, okay? It's been 2 months and her body's not decomposed at all. It looks like it's fucking, like, mint condition, like it's fucking brand new, just fresh in the grave from the day before.
Weird.
Which is very fucked. Like, you know, like, you can say, you can get into scientific bullshit and say maybe it was the ground or the way that they buried her or the, like, I don't know. There could be cases, but 2 months is, bodies decompose pretty fucking fast. Like,
I think Jesus, it said they lit her heart on fire and put the ashes in a drink for this guy.
What? I didn't look at that shit.
Yeah, that's sick. As an effort to resolve the illness to stop the influence of the undead, the young man died 2 months later. What remained of Mercy's body was burned in the cemetery of the Baptist Church.
So they obviously back then they're like, holy fuck, she looks the same, and like trip out.
Yeah, and so they like, first they cut her heart out, lit it on fire, put the ashes in water, gave them for this guy to drink so that he wouldn't die of tuberculosis.
What?
That motherfucker died of tuberculosis. Regardless.
What a bad time to live, honestly.
Yeah, and then they burned her body anyway.
What a bad time. Like, our history, like, even, like, I don't know, this is why I highly believe in the whole reptilian conspiracy shit, is, like, I think that humans at heart are not naturally supposed to be, like, hateful and evil. I know we have two sides, like Richard Ramirez says, we're all evil and stuff, but, like, I just think that, you know, like, that there's something influencing all this fucked up shit to happen, especially back then, you know, like, if they are living outside of our reality, just like out of our eyesight. Yeah, like, why the fuck do these people do these sick, sadistic shit unless something outside of our reality is feeding on all that energy? All those witches being burnt, all those people being killed because they were accused of being a witch just because they, like, acted unusual or different. Because I just researched the witch cases for fucking a podcast we'll do soon. And, like, that shit is pretty fucking, like, people just, like, just assumed. Like, oh, it's fucking so weird.
And they just, yeah, there was, like, little to no evidence and it was always.
Yeah. You were unusual.
I remember it was, like, a lot of the stuff that I read about.
Have you seen The Witch, the movie? It's fucked.
No, but I saw, what's it called? It's going to drive me nuts. That Winona Ryder movie where she's a little old-ass nun.
Weird. I don't know.
I think I hated it. I'm going to have it down in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to look. Okay, so.
Because it's really. Nope. Don't you take this from me.
I got the next shit spot. The next story spot.
We can edit it. Oh, The Crucible. There we go. It's,
is it good?
It's,
don't tell me it's,
I had to watch it over the course of, like, 8 parts, like, in, like, a classroom, and so I was, like, asleep for most of it, and I hated it.
Why is it so long?
It's not,
I've heard about The Crucible.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, they do plays and shit about it all the time, but, like, people would basically just call each other witches if, like, they had, like, little tiny petty feuds, and then just shit got way out of hand, and they started killing people.
No, that's what happened. There was cases, obviously, of people doing dark magic. Wait till we do the witch case. We'll just get that after, because, like, maybe we'll do that episode later. But, like, it's pretty fucked. There's one case that's
like a town hall meeting
trippy.
That just got really.
I know.
Hand.
That's exactly what it is. And it's like,
let's talk about the parking.
Women had no rights already. Like, honestly, though,
let's talk about the bike lanes.
I wouldn't want to be called. Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
And now let's talk about lighting people on fire.
Yeah,
over petty differences.
That's so true.
In public, with lots of notice.
I know.
For little to no reason whatsoever.
That's so good. That's great. It's so fucking. That's actually what. Yeah. Like literally being like, I want to talk about the water shortage. Burn this bitch.
Like, I don't want to hear about her issues. She's a witch.
That's what.
She revived my cat.
Yeah. There was we got stories about cats. Okay. This is one trip me out to read. This is a Canadian story. This is in, around, it's, So unlike the seaboard of BC and Washington, it's called the
Sidewinder by the Gorge.
My writing sometimes is terrible. I'm just gonna say the waterway between British Columbia and BC. It's the northern seaboard.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. I'm stoned. From August 2007 to May 2014.
That's a long time, yeah.
10 dismembered feet.
Nope.
Washed up on shore, still in socks and shoes. What the fuck happened? Washed up along the stretch of the sea. There's no body, no identification. They can't identify the people. We're not doing toe prints. It's us thinking. It's so funny. If it was hands, they would have no problem. If fingerprints weren't worn off.
If they turn out that boot and there was like one tooth, that would be more helpful than an entire foot. I know.
It could have been people that got stuck somewhere. So I don't just believe the case of what they're saying. When I was reading this, I'm imagining a serial killer on some like other side of like this like fucking seaboard ocean crazy shit, just being like, here's 1 foot, and like every year just like, or like halfway through the year, here's another foot, and just like dipping this foot in the ocean and just letting it go, and like, and then reading about it, what if this guy like read about it and he's like, oh, they're finding my feet. Like, all his victims, maybe, that, like, he just had an obsession with feet, maybe. This is what I thought about what this killer could be. Because I only think, why would this happen other than, like...
Maybe it's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. I'm not going to do an impression of him. He sounds fucked. But, so, like, what I was thinking is, like, all I can imagine is maybe that. Like, 10 feet. Like, is it all the same feet? I don't know, you see who that is.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, 10 feet. So say even... maybe
was it like pairs of feet or just
yeah
like,
that's what I'm wondering if it doesn't say no it doesn't say it was pairs, so if they're all in shoes and socks,
mm-hmm.
So how you'd be able to tell, definitely all of them have different shoes and socks, right?
But like, here's the thing, almost if not the entire ocean is a fucking nightmare hellscape of
yeah, so you th- but you think
giant
like,
shit we can't see or they understand say,
obviously
or
these feet
explored.
Were pretty like well intact, like maybe not is like dissolved, I guess, or just like as much as they could be, but like because the water, but like they obviously told their feet, they knew their feet, they were socks and shoes, so the shoes and socks held together, so they obviously weren't bone.
Okay, guy falls out of a boat.
Also, that's what I was thinking.
Guy falls out of a yacht, goes what 20 feet under because he's wearing all of his clothes.
So 10 dudes.
Foot hits a fucking mine.
So say
foot hits a mine.
Yeah.
Guy is in a billion pieces. Only thing that survives is his foot.
Because
it clears the shockwave at ground zero.
This happens 5 times.
Maybe.
Because think about it. If it is pairs of feet, right? If it is pairs of feet, that means there's 5 victims of whatever happened. I think it's some weird serial killer. It's like, hey, this year I'll put 1 foot here. And that's all I picture is some weird dude by like the side of like a lake or ocean on a beach.
You know what it has to
just
be, right?
Like sitting there and putting on like a little like paper boat and be like, bye.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is he always sends... He has no idea this is happening, right? He's on the complete other fucking side of the world.
Yeah,
he's
in
the middle
of
the ocean.
Fine,
but here's what he does, is he finds all these, he's like Dexter, he finds all these currents, and he's like, here's the left arm current, here's the right arm current, here's the left foot current,
this goes
and then
to
when
Canada?
He throws the right
this
foot,
goes to Washington?
He has no fucking clue that the left and right feet are ending up places.
Yeah. Man, you know how genius and smart that'd be? Like, this ocean current goes to Mexico. And there's like, Mexicans find this arm, and they don't know who this arm belongs to.
So
and
just slowly Canada, over 5 continents, there,
yeah,
just
there's like
police officials collecting different pieces
parts.
Of Zodiac.
Man, that's genius. That should be a movie on some weird shit. That's actually the funniest thing I ever thought of. My whole serial killer scheme, though.
That would
okay.
be the weirdest
I can
movie
talk
ever.
About this case for so long, yeah. Just because how the pasta... Oh,
I'm telling
possible.
You right now, though, that movie would be 5 minutes long. It would be in probably about 4 different languages, sets of cops going, the fuck is this, a foot?
Yeah, I know.
and then never do
and then
following
there's
up at
one,
all.
There's one guy, like, who's a good guy? No. Who's, like, the best, like, crime solver? That could solve this case.
Sherlock Holmes.
No, like a movie guy.
Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock Holmes.
Mm. Yeah, I guess because like he does the left punch. I slowly turn.
Oh, no, that's the other guy. That's the other guy.
Oh, no, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny. But, like, okay, think about this.
Robbie D.
No, but he's like, I have to solve this case. And he travels all around the fucking world and connects the pieces because he's the one that knows, because he has the psychic ability to see beyond all of this. Like, it'd be so fucking funny. That's the perfect fucking character.
That would be perfect.
Okay, enough of the feet, because I can
have a speaking of feet.
Oh, yeah, we're halfway through. See, Corey Feldman, there he is.
Yeah, there
he
is.
The guy just exposed Hollywood.
Staring at some synchronized water
pussy. He's exposed Hollywood for all the shit. And I said, I put it to this, that there'd be leaks through Hollywood of pedophilia, sex rings and stuff. Eventually that will come. And then it'll connect to politicians. And now there's information coming about major politicians that are being, accused. So
perfect.
This is a great one.
Patrick Brown just resign? Leader of the opposition party of Ontario. He was leader of the Ontario.
Really not going to lie. I don't pay attention at all to Canadian politics. I pay attention way more to the States and their politics.
Yeah.
Just because it's more interesting.
Yeah, you should pay attention to Canadian politics.
Other than
they're
fucking
fucked.
Fuck that this motherfucker that stole my fucking tax money, because I don't even believe in paying taxes, first of all. Did you not hear about that? That stupid goof that runs our fucking shit. He took, I think it's $200,000 of taxpayer dollars to take Trudeau, took his fucking wife and shit on vacation with his kids
all the time,
yeah. And they found out about it, and like, I don't even believe in taxes. I'll say this really quickly, because money doesn't exist. We can live without a monetary system easily, and I will talk about this in an episode, which that's a good episode to actually have. I don't have that one written down. But I believe money doesn't really exist. Money is based on paper that we have, which it was based on the gold now that we don't have, because nobody has gold other than hidden people like the Vatican. Fort Knox doesn't even have any jail, really. Fort Knox is like a jail for gold. But that's like,
once you're in, you can't get out.
Yeah, literally. But I will talk about this another time, but money is fucking, doesn't exist, really. We're money that gets put into your fucking account every day.
I'm just picturing a bunch of gold bricks trading cigarettes.
That'd be so funny. Yeah, that's so sweet. That's hilarious. Money doesn't exist. It's based on gold we have, which literally paper was, the paper money was just made because people didn't want to carry around gold all the time. And then they put it into pretty much a fucking, like, gave it to a goldsmith, right? And the goldsmith would give you back a receipt of how much gold you had in the vault. And eventually, goldsmiths started renting out more receipts than they had gold. And now money is the way that it is today. And we don't fucking have any real money, really.
That is bizarre.
If we shut off the system tomorrow and the fucking sun flares or the aliens come or anything.
That's a Mr. Robot.
All right, next story. This is a fun one. I like this one. It's called Dancing.
I mean, I would hope not.
Dancing to Death.
Okay, yeah? Good start.
In July 1518, old school shit.
Throwing
so, like,
back.
Before even the 17th fucking century. This is medieval shit. So, this is during medieval times, essentially.
I like medieval
times.
If
I'm correct, yeah. A woman
good
known.
Food, underrated
okay,
food.
A woman known as. This is literally Fra Tufafe. Took to the streets of this. I love this. This is definitely old school, like fucking like UK shit. Took to the streets of Strasbourg,
Germany.
That's not Strasbourg. Oh, it definitely sounds German even when I say it.
And
sounds...
is it Frau?
Yeah, it's Frau. No, it's F R A U, which is like Frau. Yeah. I've tried to learn German actually.
Lady in German. So yep. Strasbourg, Germany.
That's so fucking funny. Snow it, yeah, Strasbourg. Fucking so weird. Danced manically, okay? It's fucking, okay, manically sounds like, just like fucking freaking the fuck out.
Like she's like MC Hammer video.
Yeah, like she's a maniac. Honestly,
like a literal maniac.
Okay, if someone could go back in time and film that scene, especially what's coming up, okay? And then put she's a maniac behind it. It would laugh. It would be the funniest shit out. She's a maniac. Just freaking the fuck out. I can just picture that. Okay. So.
Just like a quartet of minstrels.
Oh, so funny.
And the joke is just so not funny to the people who are in that time
period.
And
like, I couldn't imagine what these people's faces look like. It's just great. Dance manically for a week later, 100 people join within a month. 100 people were joining. What the fuck? Why did that happen? That's what I'm saying. We just like stupid humans that are to get possessed by demons? Probably. That's exactly what probably happens.
You know what that is? You know what that is right there? That's a woman who forgot to print off flyers. But then, she forgot to print off flyers for her flash mob just fucking committed.
And then everybody just
came. Until it happened. Eventually people found
This is a flash mob.
They started doing the research and they were like, why is she dancing? And then they went to her house. They looked into her diary. She's like, at like 4 p.m., pick up the flyers. She forgot to pick them up. They went to the printing press and so they started giving them out and everybody shows up like exactly a week to the day. And it's like a happy movie. That's a fucking movie I would watch.
No, okay.
Where she's just like sweating down to the bone. She starts off as like Batman Christian Bale and she ends off as the Machinist Christian Bale. Sweet.
I like that Christian Bale reference. Okay, just wait till the ending. You know, would not be a happy movie. Okay, four times that within a month. So a week later, 100 people joined. I fucked that up. A week later, 100 people joined. Within that month, four times that, so 400 people.
Okay.
In the street.
Exponentially.
Okay, think about this. In medieval times, a bunch of people just manically dancing for hours on end and late till they collapsed and died from exhaustion, which is fucked. And a lot of them, there was dozens, like almost more than half, I think, died from exhaustion. Hmm. But what the fuck made you do that?
What was her name?
Frau Tufier.
And when did this happen?
1518.
And where did this happen?
Probably Strasbourg.
Strasbourg, Germany. Okay, yeah. We're going to run this back one more time. And I'm going to tell you why this happened.
Okay.
Because of this woman's dedication to an event for which she forgot to print off flyers, okay? Hundreds of people ended up joining it. If Instagram had existed, this would have been thousands of people within minutes as opposed to hundreds of people.
Dying,
oh my God, we're getting there. Listen. Okay. So as the flyer slowly spread throughout Germany into Scandinavia, okay, into the Rhine, like they go up the Rhine, everyone finds out about this woman's dance party, okay? Frau Tufentoffen wanted you. She started this event for one reason and one reason only, and these people stuck through this event for one reason, because they wanted to be remembered. And God damn it, if we aren't talking about Frau Tufentoffen from 1589 in Strasbourg, Germany. Frau Tufier forgot her fucking flyers. But you know what those flyers said? He said they're going to be talking about us in years we can't even fathom right now.
Okay, now explain this.
So they did it till they died.
Explain this. 10 comparable incidences were documented in 14th century. So everyone was just passed.
Now, you know what? She was like the lady from... She was like Nick Cage in National Treasure. She's like, my grandpa has a theory. And then she just fucking followed through on it until she found the family secret. She found out how to make history.
What I think happened...
Those people died to make history.
A bunch of funny-ass fucking greys or reptilians were like, let's possess like a fucking massive fucking village or town or whatever you'd call that back then. And let's just make these people dance till they die just so we can watch because it's fucking funny. Like, they just started learning about music. They made their first little weird three guitar thing. Mm. Like, let's really get into this. Let's make them dance till they die.
Like, it's like, it's like your parents catch you smoking a cigarette, so they make you smoke the whole
time. It doesn't, like, I guess, like, general hive mind shit, but doesn't it make sense why 400 people would just join within a month and be like, well, she's dancing? Like, okay, this might be, if it's not reptilians or ghosts or...
or a flash mob.
No, just wait.
A violent flash mob.
Just shut the fuck up. Get this. This would be pretty funny. Like, no, this is how scientists would explain it. It's not even funny. I think it's ghosts and crazy shit. It's probably... They were so fucking stupid. They just thought, well, if they're doing it, I should be doing it too. Like, and just like literally started out there where she did it. And then somebody else, like a little girl did it, was like, and started dancing, singing her own tune. Some old guy comes like drunk as fuck, like, oh, let me grab a bottle of whiskey. I could do this all week. And then fucking, he just dances and fucking dances for another week, brings in tons of people. And eventually everyone thinks like they're doing it, and literally becomes a stupidity thing where everyone is just like, they're doing it, I should do it too. Just like it is now today, just like how everyone's brainwashed and they're so like, everyone's fucking stupid. So, and they don't think they can change the world. And they think like, oh, it's too big for me. If we went to the fucking White House tomorrow, or I mean the parliament or any fucking government building, or most of the fucking world or most of the country, and just said, hey, fuck you, we're taking over, we want to do the show our way, it could happen. You are the pussies that don't want to make it happen. Just my part there.
Yeah, I was no, man, that's a hot take. I dig it. You know, I'm behind it. I'm feeling it. That was an empowering speech, actually.
We don't need to do it tomorrow, but, you know, if it gets bad enough, I say we do it.
Disclaimer, don't do that tomorrow.
Don't do that tomorrow. That'd be weird.
Let's set up a Facebook event first.
Yeah. I didn't even introduce myself at the beginning of this, I don't think. Well, whatever. Well, I'm Tomcat. I'm Tomcat.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, I'm the host of this shit, and I forgot to even mention my own name.
We put a pin in dancing. Dancing until we were brainwashed.
Okay, this is actually the
really
last
quick,
one.
I just had a hot take on that one. So you gotta think, like you said, at it kind of became the benchmark for stupidity, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was as stupid as it. So you gotta think that at some point that was kind of like the, well, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? So like for like a couple hundred years, people were probably like, well, would you join a flash mob till you died, huh? If all your friends just joined a flash mob, would you just join a flash mob until a bunch of people started jumping off bridges?
No, it's true.
If all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you jump off of a bridge?
Well, no, I was listening to a podcast talking about like cults, Jim Jones and shit, like more of the Heaven's Gate cult actually is like more like, you know, you believe in something so harsh and my friends do it, I'm gonna do it too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some people that would that fall for very fucked up shit, like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna get the gym.
Like people who like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, actually. I only got to in Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know why? Because I took them kind of when I was young. I had like two songs, but I knew a buddy that was like really into rap, old school shit, and like all the great stuff, which we're gonna have hip hop episodes too. Like I rap myself and stuff and rapped since I was
in Saran.
Yeah. Fuck off. I didn't even get that when I fucking... So, like, I've done music since I was a kid. I used to be actually a metal singer until I was, like, 14, 15. And then I started rap, like, writing rap at the same time I was listening to metal music and shit. That's why I really dig Necro. But, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of segues. We were just talking about the other mysteries that you had. You were finishing off your beer.
Yes.
The joint's out.
I know. All right. What the... Okay, I'm just gonna fuck this shit. Fuck it. Okay, so this is one of the last ones. I never look up how these words are supposed to be pronounced. I don't really care.
Let's do it.
The Vil is Skaka. My writing's fucking rapid writing. Oh no, I have two more mysteries actually. I have more actually. Oh, I have way more. What am I talking about?
Yeah, don't scare me like that.
I have way more.
It's like, it looks like Valise. I don't know.
Valiska. To see. Okay, dude. So it's like the Valiska axe murders. That's what I'm going to guess it is. Whatever. Valiska. Eight people. This is really interesting. Eight people were murdered in a house. There's no sign of break-in. No one heard it. I put this down. No one heard it as they were getting their fucking like face smashed in with an axe. Like, no one heard anyone else
getting murdered. Wow.
Before the killing of the family, they went to church, okay? So, six children, ages 5 to 11, only four were family. Friends were sleeping over. Nobody heard anyone else get murdered. Like, nobody heard anything. But this is really... I'll fucking get into this. So, nobody heard fucking anything. So, like, pretty much... They show up and, like, all these people are fucking murdered and, like, killed and it's, like, what the dead. Fuck? And it's, like, all these kids are dead, you know, like, two of, so it's this fucking, friends were sleeping over, so, you know, either friends with, like, obviously a couple kids.
They went to church.
So the thing is, it's a mystery that we don't know who it is, but it was thought that the killer maybe hid in the attic, which is creepy as fuck. And this is really creepy when they like came, it's like 100 years has not been solved. When the cops came in, all the mirrors were covered in sheets. Very fucking creepy, very weird. Like, why did he do that? If they obviously like this could have been a paranormal act. I believe that shit is fucked. This world is fucked. We can have interdimensional experiences, like things like, you know, there's things like imprints on history. Like, I read a book and shit where I had a case of like people went to a bar and they drank at a bar, but like, and they got a drink and nobody talked in the bar at all, right? And yeah. It was and they thought they went at like 2 a.m. It was the only bar that was open, or 3 a.m. or something like that. And they drank and like had a drink, and there's nobody talking. Everyone's kind of stared, right? and they left. And these people are like credible people. They're just on vacation. And they came back to the bar the next day. And then they were like, oh, hey, like we were here last night. And they're like, no, like you were closed by like one. Like we had an early night or something like that. And then they looked and there was a painting on the wall. And the painting had everyone that they saw at the bar the night before in the painting. It was a picture of a photograph of people that used to own the bar, like in like, and all these people, which I forgot to say, were like dressed up, like in like probably like
The Shining,
early 19, yeah, exactly The Shining, exactly like that in a sense, but they didn't talk.
Nope.
Which is creepy as fuck, right? They come back and that's fair. I remember reading that on Trip Me Out. I have that in my paranormal fucking book that I have. So, all mirrors recovered. Like, George Kelly admitted to the evidence. This guy named George Kelly, eventually, but like admitted to it. But there's lack of evidence. They never could prove it was him. So I don't know if they like, let him go.
Weird. I guess they just can't convict.
Okay, so I gotta play you noises for this.
Oh, he got stabbed in the butt or in the dick?
In the cock, pretty much. Oh. Yeah, in the dick. Yeah. We're just watching Friday the 13th. Of course. Yeah, they're out camping.
Oh yeah, I just keep a machete in this bag.
Oh casually. Yeah, I got two more, don't worry. So I gotta show you this and I'll show you for
good have acting, you ever... strong chin.
Yeah, it's not good
acting. No, I like it. It's convincing.
He looks are you a big horror movie fan?
They scare the shit out of me. But I like them. Like, you know what I mean?
It interests you. I find I like having all different sorts of people on this eventually. I like to do this obviously with you.
Yeah.
I think you're fucking perfect for this.
You're great, man. This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun as fuck. I'm a big fan since I was a kid of horror movies, and that's why I love talking this stuff and I thought this is perfect for me. I rap about horror shit. I love horror movies, like, and how they create the whole fear. Like, my favorite's like slasher and shit, right? Growing up watching that whole Friday the 13th, like Freddy Krueger was my favorite because it was like a funny, like, especially like the first one was really well, but it was like a humor to it, like he fucked with you, like kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And Robert Englund's a genius. So have you ever, this is a good one, this is a different mystery, very different. All of our other things are more murders. I want to talk about this mystery. Have you ever heard of Sky Trumpets?
Sky Trumpets. I can't say that I have.
So it's a phenomenon, how people all around the world are hearing this sound that sounds like fucking trumpets, and I'm going to fucking play it. People think it's the apocalypse. It's very fucked up. Here's one. It's, you can just hear this throughout the city.
Sounds like a New York cab driver.
Yeah. Wait, I'll show you. There's a bunch of them. It's happening all around the world. People are just like in their cities and their apartments hearing these loud ass trumpet sounds for like minutes. Like this. It's fucking loud. You hear
that? Actually, I have to personally apologize for that guy. That was me. I was practicing my didgeridoo.
Shut up. Listen to this.
No,
this
I was.
This is creepy as fuck.
I was practicing my didgeridoo. And the police officer was driving me around the block. He was letting me use his megaphone.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, actually, listen to this. This is actually creeps me the fuck
out. I really am not enjoying this at all.
It's creeping the fuck out.
It's creeping the fuck out.
Listen to this. People are hearing this shit all around the world.
It's just Heath Ledger.
I listen and I start... You hear that? Listen, he's like, this obviously some crazy-ass black dude. What the fuck? You hear that? Crazy as fuck, man. This is like in like... That was just obviously in the States. That's what definitely seemed like... This is in Europe for sure. It's like, I think this is in like Scotland. Fucking scary as fuck, okay? Oh, here's Canada. Perry Sound. Oh, here's Alberta. I don't hear this one. It's like people cut. Oh, now I hear it. They're cutting down trees, and they're just like, they're looking up, they're not even cutting down trees, they're just looking up, they don't know what that sound is. Can't hear it now, but the quality, because it's on a cell phone. So, this tripped me the fuck out. I listened to, this, I was, like, just streaming through, like, conspiracy theories, and I found this video of, like, weird mysteries a while ago, and I heard that, and that tripped me out more than anything. There's tons and tons of videos of this, and there's, like, one where even a dude's just, like, outside of his room, and he's, like, England. He says, "What's going on, man?" He's like, "I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm trying to do my British accent." He's like trying to open his window and stuff, and he's like, "The fucking sound! Like, I don't want to stay. Like, I'm going to do another accent. I'm gonna try
to." No, keep doing it. Commit to the bit. Commit to the bit.
He's like, "Oh, yo, I'm trying. I'm gonna make sound Scottish. I'll do Scottish." So it's like there is a Scottish one too, where this kid was like peering out. It's like a flip window. This is a different way to flip window. He's like, "What the fuck is that?" And he's like, "Man, like, I've been hearing this shit for like 10 fucking minutes. And I don't understand what the fuck is going on." And he's like, "I keep fucking hearing this shit. I'm going into fucking Australia or some fucking Africa."
So you're touching on quite a few regions. I am, literally. But I like it. Keep going.
And he's like, he's just tripping the fuck out. And he's like, and he's doing it for like a couple minutes. Mm. And like, it just like, and I started watching all these videos and it tripped me out because it literally, I was sitting there, I was really stoned. I was like, it literally was, and it's over. Like, it's literally, everyone can hear it. So weird phenomena has been literally repeated around the world. No one can explain the sound. Like, it's literally like brass trumpets, okay? Which is in the Bible, coming the apocalypse, okay? There's... Sorry for my burping.
Like, what was that? Was that a sky trumpet? I've been hearing those all fucking podcasts.
God, I'm going to try to edit them out, but now I can't.
Nope. Because there's a joke about it.
That's true. So, like obviously, if we're just nuts, if I showed my fucking, like, Ned Flanders uncle this, that looks like Ned Flanders, I'd freak out. So, like, it's extremely fucking loud, too. If I heard that, I would be, like, tripping the fuck out. I fucking knew it. The world's ending. Like,
some very regrettable shit.
It can last a couple minutes, which I've heard videos where it's, like, literally, like, 10 fucking minutes and shit. Like, 15 minutes. So, theories are tectonic plates grinding in atmospheric pressure, which, honestly, is fucking bullshit. It's total bullshit because this just started within the last, like, I don't know, maybe like fucking 6-5 years, maybe. Like, it's a new phenomenon.
The number of earthquakes has skyrocketed, though. Yeah. There was a tsunami. I'm not saying that explains it away.
Do you want me to go on tsunamis? Do you want me to talk about how they have a HARP manipulation weather system that pretty much turned Japan's tsunami into a bigger thing, and like, because they didn't want to sign a treaty with the USA. Okay. HARP technology is fucking real and it's crazy as fuck. They manipulate weather. So this might be a cause of that. Maybe because they fucked with Mother Nature so much.
Professor Jesse Ventura did teach me about
that. Jesse Ventura is a bullshit artist. I fucking hate Jesse Ventura. Okay. So on our last case, you can try to pronounce this German ass fucking thing. It's,
I don't want to. Right, and sign up for the oath. Oh, Jesus.
I didn't want to pronounce it during this because I read it. I was like, what the fuck? It's really interesting, though.
What's that at the end? Hinterkaifeck?
Yeah, F-E-C-K.
Hinterkaifeck? The Hinterkaifeck murders.
There we go.
Okay. The Coles notes are... I only get to see the Coles notes that are, like, the beginning. So, like, now I have a good...
Hinterkaifeck murders. I fucking... Hinterkaifeck. I don't fucking... All the worst of them are just wearing. Hinterkaifeck. Or it's like Iceland shit. Like, in Iceland, I think they call gnomes the Hildfuck. Hildfuck.
Exit on...
If we ever want to talk about gnomes, there's funny-ass cases where gnomes in Ireland shit's really funny.
Where they're just real people that are
like
just
that, no, like folklore fucking shit. Oh, it's so funny. So
sorry if that was offensive to Irish people that are also short.
I'm Irish, and I'm kind of short, actually. 5'6" all the way. Is there a boyfriend?
Oh, he's got to be done for, like, right now then, right?
Just wait. Creeping up. We're watching for the game, as I said. Still. All right.
Oh, and now we've cut to a guy making his O face 15 minutes after sex is over.
The fucker. The guy from fucking Back to the Future and that weird movie. That's who he is. So let's get in this fucking weird-ass murder, okay? There are farmers, German, 1920s.
Crispin Glover.
Is that his name?
I think so.
Weird. It probably is. I know that name, but I don't know that it's his name.
He's the dad, right? Yeah, from Back to the Future. So
what a weird name.
He had this interview on Letterman, I think, where he almost kicked Letterman in the face.
That's weird.
Because he just decided halfway through the interview to just start showing him Taekwondo. He's like,
did you see Letterman's like new show on Netflix? He looks haggard as fuck. He's got a big-ass beard and shit.
Yeah, he just won the Mark Twain Award. And doesn't he talk to Obama in the first
episode? Yeah, I don't like any fucking people he has on there, really. Huh. He has a bunch of people that are stupid, reptilian, ignorant fucking pricks. And just for the record, Obama is actually connected to George Bush and through the reptilian bloodline.
You're going to have to fill me in on that one at a later episode.
Oh, we got one about that. I have a bloodline.
I figured. I wasn't previously.
It's there's. I have literally a verse that talks about supposedly maybe Obama was cloned from Pharaoh's blood, and I have a line that says Obama's. This I can't remember fully. This is when I was a kid. It was like Obama was cloned by Pharaoh's blood. Just wait till the revolution. You'll be staring down the barrel of a gun. Like, yeah, because, like, shit's, like, and I read this thing how they overlapped Obama's face perfectly on an ancient Egyptian sarcophagus, and, like, the eyes, everything overlaps, like, cement. Like, it's crazy. So, let's get into this. Germany, 1920s, which is, like, literally, this is just after World War One. So the world's settling in kind of peace for about, like, fucking 10 years. Fuck.
45 minutes.
Hitler is just starting to ramp up and starting to get to his all of his occult stuff, which he gets into. Germany, 1920s. Mysterious footprints around this house started, right? Yeah. All this weird stuff starts happening. And I didn't know this, but obviously, like, fucking it snows in Germany. Oh, fucking. So.
He needs some milk.
Okay, pay attention. This is the last fucking story. This is a long one, okay? So, like, it's weird. I'm going to edit this out because I keep fucking saying.
No, you're good.
So they start seeing all these weird, like, fucking footprints, like, in the snow, which I joke, I don't know what the fuck. I didn't know Germany even had snow sometimes. Like, I obviously weird. Like, I knew a girl that from Scotland. She said it's pretty much as a rainy there all the fucking time. Also, strange stuff happened as his, happening around the farm. Like, footsteps in the attic. This is weird. Like, newspapers that no one brought in the house. Like, what the fuck is this here? Did you bring this here? No. Did you bring this here? No. Did you? No. Why is it here? Weird. The house keys started disappearing. Sounds like either a child's fucking with them or somebody is, or it's like a malevolent, like, sneaky spirit. Before Satan was dubbed this bad guy, Satan was just a trickster god.
Loki.
Guess what I just bought off Amazon?
What?
The Satanic Bible, and I'm going to start reading it because we're doing a Satanic Bible episode.
Oh.
Because the Satanic Bible is actually not bad, and if I was ever to believe in something closest, it's kind of more atheist, but I'm not atheist, so I don't believe in afterlife. But it's more about the Satanic Bible's self-help book. Literally, it says, like, don't be praying to some god to give you what you need and shit. You know what I mean? Do this on your own. You're the god in your own life. Satanism, the one that Antoine Levy created, is literally just about, like, being god in your own life. And I've said for years before I ever gotten, like, the Satanist shit and, like, looking up what it really was and meant was, like, I believe that we're gods in our right, because whatever God is, we are part of God. That means we're gods in our right. We are gods. We're supposed to be. And if we are created by aliens, supposed to be, have 22 different DNAs in us, and we are known as royalty, and we're not acting like it, motherfuckers. Anyways, so all this strange stuff starts happening around the farm, and
you quietly load up this six shooter as we're talking, and I don't even notice, and then you just fucking, you get like, hey, do you mind if I,
man, my brain is literally wired crazy. Like, that's why I think I have OCD, because I have all these facts. I had someone say, like, how do you, like, keep all these things? I was like, I have these facts. It's like in the back of my head all the time.
See, like, the only thing I think about when I think Satanic Bible is the fantastic church. I think it's the Church of Satan Twitter. They do an absolutely unreal job.
I don't have Twitter.
Oh, man. They basically, everyone is like, oh, Trump is the devil. And pretty much every time someone say that, they go, let's not go throwing stones in glass houses here.
Yeah.
That's not very polite.
Honestly,
we do not associate with Trump.
Like, if you
and the last thing I bought on eBay was a baseball jersey, but...
My, Bible. Can I say this real quickly, though?
Hit me. I'm done.
No, I'll say this really quickly. My cousin's girlfriend said that I'll be forever watched on a watch list because I bought the Satanic Bible. I don't really fucking believe that. I think we're all being watched constantly through our cell phones all the time. They store massive amounts of data. That's what they do, but it's not like they're thumbing through everyone's fucking shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
If they were really that upset about what we were doing in our personal lives, someone would have told me to stop watching entire documentaries on Pornhub.
Yeah, but like, Satan might have been the good guy, honestly, because, like, if you think about it, like, in the Bible, literally, this is how I see it, okay? If you want to interpret it as a real thing, God just placed them in this prison, this Garden of Eden, right? Which can be this is a whole alien thing we can get into one day about how Garden of Eden represents Earth and that we're actually
six shooter just went off again.
Yeah, I'll just tell you this real fucking quickly. And how he kind of enslaved them and didn't give them clothes, like in a sense, which who cares if you're naked? I don't give a fuck. I would be a nudist if I could. But they're just stuck there, you know, it says like don't eat this fruit because you might do this, tempt them with this fucking fruit. Oh, you're gonna take it, right? Like obviously, right? You're gonna take it, you're getting tempted by it. And then, you know, Satan's like, here, bite this fruit and you'll know you'll gain knowledge. They bite this fruit and then they realize like that they're naked, have to clothe themselves. They realize all these things, and then I think it's Adam or Eve or one of them escapes the garden and stuff, and God gets mad. I believe this really. If God is what they say he is in the Bible, it means he has an ego, okay? Ego does not fucking exist beyond this reality, mostly, unless you're like a reptilian beyond the lower dimensions and stuff.
Or Kristen Bell in The Good Place.
Yes, but ego doesn't fucking exist. If you meditate and get all that meditation shit, or mushrooms, you literally, like, mushrooms alleviate ego. I'm a big Joe Rogan fan and stuff, and mushrooms alleviate, like, ego and what you feel as, like, and that's why everyone thinks Jim Carrey's going nuts. Jim Carrey just literally woke up.
Yeah. I did mushrooms one time by accident, and I almost robbed a convenience store and got hit by a car.
That's not a good representation of what mushrooms can do for your brain.
No, it's not, but I was walking around the city exclusively a hockey jersey.
My buddy owns a float studio in Brantford, and he's
a stolen slushie.
Oh my God.
Deep as shit.
It's very deep. The wide open cut. Okay, that's a little extreme. Okay. Anyway, so all those weird, strange shit that happened around in Germany on this farm, okay? In the 1920s, just in the war.
Oh, yeah.
And
before that. This.
And so all it's weird. Okay, this is the weird shit to me. All these keys, all this stuff's disappearing. The housekeeper, left, saying it was haunted. Housekeeper leaves. She doesn't want any part of this anymore, okay? The family is suddenly unseen for a couple days. Like, neighbors went to check to see if, like, everything was all right. They found the entire family and the housekeeper were dead. She fucking left. There's proof of this, that she bolted and got the fuck out of there. That's creepy as fuck to me, okay? They found, so they were led to the barn, and they were slaughtered one by one by supposedly, I think, a pickaxe. Which I don't think they found at the scene, because they, like, don't know, but they just the way it looked. The maid, in a sense, the maid, you know, Consuela, she was found in a bed with one of the younger sons. They were both killed in the beds. And she, like, left, which is the weirdest part of this, okay? And the worst part of this is probably that the youngest daughter survived for a few hours. So she was laying there as her family was dying around her, you know what I mean? And, like, just being killed.
Yeah.
And she was just breathing there and... breathing there and, like, imagining all this crazy shit, and she couldn't even fucking, like, imagine what was... Like, I can't imagine what she was thinking. Because you would be, like, going through probably certain... where your body would set into a state where you would get in... almost like a euphoria.
Yeah, because you shock of the adrenaline
go through the fucking roof, and you'd be like around your dead family a few hours. I would just give up and be like, fuck it. I can give up on my body and let it die. Like,
come back, finish me.
So yeah, they never found out who it was. They have no, they have no evidence. You know, it easily could have been killed. It could have been a mysterious case. I just don't, I think, who knows, it could have been haunted. This could have been a real case of some fucked up, like, demon spirit, because, like, I just don't get why maybe the maid came back at the wrong time, and, like, just, like, came back, like, I want my last check, the $2 you owe me.
What if she was banging the sign, and then the dad walked in, and he was just like, what the fuck, and then he took her shit. And tried to hit her with a pickaxe. And he was like, but I love her. And then he hit the son with a pickaxe. He's like, what have I done? And then he hits her with a pickaxe. So the mom hits the other woman with a pickaxe. So then he puts them both in bed. Basically, everyone dies in each other's arms.
No.
And then they're on the
barn. They're left in the barn.
Yeah. But they were in bed, weren't they? Is that what you said? The
maid and the youngest son.
Yeah, so they were just like, we're just going to chill in here. And then the youngest daughter was like,
that's weird to me. Why was everyone led to the farm? And then, you know what I mean? Like,
this shit always goes down in the barn. This shit never goes down in the fucking foyer. Mm-hmm. No.
That make it creepy, right? It reminds me of that, the show Hannibal. Fucking gets fucked. But
don't spoil it. I'm only finished season two.
So good. Oh, it's amazing. Anyways, that was pretty fucking good. I think it went well for the first time. That was the Strange Brew Podcast. You'll be getting lots of good episodes. I literally have. I counted out so far, like the ideas that I have.
Plentiful.
I have 105 right now, different ideas that I like have listed. And I have about 10 written out, so we're going to start. I'm starting to my eyes, get stoned and just like research. And then I'm going to put my own spin on a lot of these things that I've learned about throughout the years and what my perspective is, just because I'm going to say, like, I've done this research for like over like 10 years, been into this shit. Like before that, I was always anti-government, listening to like bands like Anti-Flag and stuff, and like, you know, Immoral Technique and all these rappers like Jedi Mind Tricks and Vinny Paz that like talk about government shit and really touch points on all these things that make you think. Yeah. So like I really delved deep in this stuff after learning about HAARP literally when I was like 16 or 17, about how the weather manipulation system. And I just literally, it's literally how when I went down the rabbit hole. And we're going to end this like this, literally, like the how, like, my, in 2012, my girlfriend that's asleep upstairs, we're recording this, I literally went insane. I thought, like, almost, I thought that the world was, like, going to end. Like, I really didn't care what decisions I make because I thought, like, maybe this is all coming to the fucking forefront. And, like, not as crazy as people might think, just, like, I just, like, drank a lot. I, like, cheated. I was, like, doing stupid shit because I thought that none of it mattered.
Yeah.
And it's funny as fuck, the cousin I was telling you about that used to rap and shit, that was trying to put me on and stuff, I told him about it, and he's, like, kind of religious, and that didn't happen. I had to see that for a couple months, and we went to, like, a family thing. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, literally, I bought, like, cases of water, I stored all this perishable, non-perishable food, and he's like, nothing fucking happened. like literally, he said that he stocked, like, at least, like, a couple cases of water and all stuff just in case, and... Because I was talking to him one day about aliens. He's like, he's like kind of like his dad grew up religious Christian, but he believes he did. The funny thing is, he's drank once in his life, barely smoked weed, but he took me on he's a trucker now after he stopped rapping.
Yeah.
And took me on a drive and talked to me about how he used to do a lot of mushrooms and like his different trips. You don't drink alcohol, but the funny thing is, which makes me trip the fuck out, is that I just listened to a Joe Rogan podcast about the whole mushroom thing and how mushrooms, a guy, a scholar, a famous fucking scholar, really smart dude, traced down that how he read the Sumerian texts, and he said that it was like pretty much he thought that they were, it was based on a mushroom and the mushroom effects and how it can open up your brain. It's very fucking interesting. Joe Rogan is a very big, like, advocate of, like, mushrooms are good for you. They help you alleviate ego. They help you separate yourself from this duality of this world. They help you put yourself in check. You know what I mean? All this crazy stuff. And it makes me think, like, my cousin, he doesn't drink a lot. It's funny, he grew up religious, but he liked mushrooms. He did mushrooms a lot. Makes you think, like, obviously, if it is this thing that does help your brain, you didn't like the alcohol, you didn't like, well, weed's different. I don't think weed's very healthy for you, but, you know, it's just funny that out of all things, he did fucking mushrooms, which is like a, could be connected to religion specifically.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird.
Huh. And so sometimes, when you smoke a lot and you drink a lot and you cheat and you don't care about the decisions you make, sometimes it can seem like the end of the world, but to others, it's just first year.
That was the Strange Brew Podcast. You can follow me at Tomcat Hip Hop.
You can follow me at Mackenzie_Craig on Twitter, Mackenzie Craig on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you guys next time. I'm for sure having, have you on the next episode for sure.
Love it, baby. This is a good time. Yeah, fucking thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around if you made it this long. Cheers, guys.
Exactly. Peace out, homes.